This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Please enjoy the show.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
A battle has not been fought in the Connecticut River Valley since Heart Life was young. Not since the Outsiders were excluded on that historic day so long ago has an army menaced the bold walls of our tower. But now, the disloyal remnants of the Stormhawk Lightning Rig have gathered, geared for war at our very doorstep. Their captain, Jane, has been struck down by the unerring will of the company, hardened into a leaden slug, jacketed in brass, hurled forth not by sulfur and saltpeter, but by noble purpose. That bullet, loyal listener, was for a moment Heart Life itself.
What? Oh, what do we do? Moose? Moose, what do we do? Hey, wait!
Come on, Hawks, for the captain!
Moose is already gone, charging in vain towards the tower, which gives us all that we need to live, and sadly, regretfully, and only with great need, takes it away.
Dr. West! What do we do?
Yes, my boy. What? Yes, my boy. What?
I've got you, Herbert.
He's useless, Andrew.
I'm not cut out for this.
Just keep running.
Great plan.
You got a better one?
Over there. Head that way.
Frivolous Gibbons.
Maybe not that way. This way? Oh, jeez. This way!
Toward the tower? Are you insane?
See those tough-looking guys there? Run towards them! I'm sure they know how to handle this situation!
I have no idea how to handle this situation.
I have no idea what the situation even is!
Oh, pish! That's an easy one!
Sure is. See, when the Stormhawk crashed, some of the workers survived, only to fester with resentment.
Screwed is what the situation is!
Yes, that.
At least they seem to be worrying about the ants, not us.
Except for those ones there.
Oh, right, those ones there. Charging right for us? Maybe we should...
Eyes up, Hendersonites!
We agreed on Hendersonians.
Shovels ready!
Mines array.
Prepare to kill.
Or don't kill is good, too. We come in peace.
You mean you're not here to wear our bones as hats?
What?
No!
Hey, wait. You were there with Miss Dora when the tunnels flooded, weren't you? Tim, remember? We know these guys.
I'm fragilous to renew your acquaintance. Oh, my. That almost made sense.
You're improving, dear. You'll be back to your old self in no time.
We're here to stop the... fight? That doesn't sound right. Fight isn't a big enough word. What do you call a really, really big fight?
War!
We're here to stop the war.
Oh, thank goodness.
How?
We hadn't gotten that far.
Oh! It's you!
Have we met?
Used to be shorter. What happened?
Were you related to Alan Rourke?
It's possible.
He was my husband.
What is it? Get it off me! Get it off me!
Fungus. Monty, do you chase fungus?
Well, at least he can spell. I do taste fungus. What have they cooked up now? Oh, hell.
Find cover!
Sure, let me just open up my ant-proof umbrella.
Always the jokes! It's super helpful, you know!
We have got to move!
Or the raging tundra scavengers or the armored fortress firing bullets at us.
What about... up?
What? Up? Yeah! The gun can't point at the tower itself!
They have other guns for that.
I think they've got enough to worry about at the moment.
Great! We'll be inside and fight instead of outside and
Like I always say, there's more to life than fornication, but not much.
You're not related to Alan. It's you.
Well, took you long enough.
How can it be you?
Look, get the hell inside and you can talk whatever this is out later.
Move!
Safe at last.
Grayson, darn it, we talked about this. What happens when you say things like that?
We're never safe.
It's not your fault. Just hide!
Room for one more?
Alan, wait, I'm not done talking to you. I don't even know where to start. You're so...
old?
Yep. You are, yeah.
Alan, what did they do to you?
Wow, the old man has a name?
I told you, Tim, I'm not that old.
You were in the cube. Did they let you out?
I was in the cube, now I'm not.
You left me, and you left Nathan before he was even old enough to understand why.
Keep your voices down.
Ant!
Could you two maybe work this out later?
No! We will talk about this now!
I see I'm not the only one who's changed.
No, I'm a walking reanimated corpse with an interchangeable assortment of rotting bodies I bolt my head to.
There we are. They're nice bodies.
I'll see.
Hold up a tick.
And your son? Nathan turned out to be a raging psychopath.
Sociopath?
He tried to kill me, did you know that? Because he grew up without a father.
I know! Well, not about the killing you part, but I knew it would be hard on the boy.
What the hell do you know? You're here doing what exactly? Working for the company?
More like working to bring down the company.
We believe in following in the footsteps of Neil Henderson and the values of individualism and self-sufficiency over loyalty to the corporate institution.
How'd that work out for Neil Henderson, huh? How'd fighting the company work out for you, Alan? And you have learned nothing. You're still doing it. Are you even sorry?
I'm not.
You're a bad person.
I know.
Well, fix it. Be better.
Some of us don't get to be good people. Some of us don't have the luxury of caring for our loved ones or ourselves. Sacrifices must be made in the name of change.
I was not yours to sacrifice, old man.
No.
Shouldn't we go check that out?
You first.
Don't be such a scaredy. There's safety in numbers. Come on. Old man?
Right.
What's happening?
How can the directors allow this?
How dare they?
Those are policies.
It's slaughter.
Heartlife won't get away with this. I knew her.
Is that grass? What's happening?
The same thing that's been happening forever, but now... they see.
They've never opened the windows before.
It was always too cold.
No, it wasn't.
What happens now?
Who are you asking?
I guess... I don't know.
Battles are won and lost with material and tactics, my loyal friends, but wars are won in the hearts and minds of those who fight. And those who bear witness. But remember, policies, that Heartlife makes no apologies for doing what is necessary. Though it may be grim and difficult to watch, Heartlife's actions in this and in all things are necessary to the survival of us all. With that end as the goal, who would object to even the most gruesome means of achieving it? Who would dare? Not you, listener. And surely not your humble narrator. But believe it or not, there are those who would, to the detriment of us all. Tune in next time to hear them receive their just deserts as the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies, this is Heartlife NFP executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. If you want to help us keep making our fair city, you can spread the word by rating and reviewing on iTunes or whatever podcasting service you're listening to us on. Please also consider making a pledge to our Patreon campaign at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. Pledging gets you access to monthly Our Fair City themed playlists by DJ Catnip, along with other great rewards. Today, we'd like to give a special shout out to one of our manager level Patreon backers, Duo Yang. Duo, in recognition of your contributions to the company and of all your hard work on behalf of the historical records, the agents of MURDER have agreed to look the other way on your next corn-based infraction. Enjoy it, Policy. You've earned it. Thank you all so much for listening, and as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.